Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 4 Staff Podcast. Looking back to the week that was, I'd like to say a big congratulations to Michaela Sawyer, who has accepted an ongoing vacancy in Senior Maths and Chemistry. It's great to have you on board, Michaela, for the rest of this year and obviously into next year, and I'm looking forward to working with you more. I'd also like to say thank you to Peter Jolly and Sarah Kidd for their work in organising and running the party initiative. By all reports, the students enjoyed the sessions and there was some very good learning that has come out of that that hopefully will have an impact in the community. And I'd also like to thank all of the staff involved in the publishing of the mid-semester reports. It's great to see that they have finally gone out and that families have got access to them. In particular for Casey Farrow for her leadership as part of all of this work. Moving on to the week ahead, PAC has decided to advertise a deputy principal position for semester 1 2019, and I sent out an email alert to everybody on Friday saying this is now advertised. If you do have any questions about this, please come and see me. That advert is open for the next week. I'm going to be out for Thursday and Friday of the coming week for a portfolio meeting in preparation for writing the 2019 SIP. The Stage 2 exams kick off in earnest on Monday, and I want to wish all of the students and staff involved all the best. There's been a hell of a lot of work going into the preparation for these exams, and I hope that they run smoothly and students get a reasonable and fair result. I also want to highlight that there is some preparations need to continue for the leaders for the Tuesday afternoon meeting. We've all got presentations that need to be organised, and we're going to be meeting in room 43 at the conclusion of school. Please make sure you're ready for that time. And there was a sector message sent out by Joe Walding. All of staff who are planning to take long service leave for any greater than 2 weeks for 2019, can you please your applications into Joe this week so that as a leadership team we can plan the 2019 calendar. Moving on to my ongoing work around my 50-day plan, I'd like to acknowledge that there needs to be a systemic training and development for all staff around the Office 365 package. I appreciate the comments that people have put into the system around that. This has already started and there needs to be more leader training, and this will continue on Wednesday the 14th of November, and I would expect leaders to spend time with their staff during the rest of this year and certainly the beginning of next year, make sure that all staff know how the package works. There does need to be a mix between face-to-face training and online work. There are certainly packages available that where people can work through them at their own pace. I also think that face-to-face training around the software package is important. We also as a school need to be very clear about communication expectations and what software platforms need to be used for what. And it's becoming reasonably clear that staff who have interacted with the discussions would like 3 quite simple rules for 2019. The first one will be that the departmental work needs to be done through email. The second one is that teaching and learning or faculty-based discussions through electronic means needs to use the Office 365 package, and in particular the Teams app, and that any communication between staff and students and staff and parents needs to be done via the learner management system, and at this particular stage that is sector. From my own personal point of view, I do like the Teams app in Office 365 because communication can be targeted at particular audiences rather than being broadcast to everybody. There have been frustrations from staff that when broadcast messages are sent out that it's actually only needs to be sent to half a dozen or a dozen people. So if we were to set up Teams in a quite a strategic sense for 2019, you would only be notified of a communication that is relevant directly to you. And I also think that Teams has a part to play in preparation for collaborative moderation, task design and formative feedback, both intra and into school in the future. Moving on to my work around research skills and the discussions that I've been having, there have been some comments around a structured approach to research in the middle school years. A common approach across all faculties is certainly going to be important. This work needs to continue this term so that we're very clear from the beginning of 2019 as to where we all fit into the improvement of research skills for our students. Again, from a personal point of view, I'd like to see research skills be included in common assessment tasks that will be used for collaborative moderation as part of the LODAM strategy. There certainly needs to be further discussion around this, and I'm interested in all of your thoughts, both around the research skills, but also where we use our communication software platforms. So please continue on your discussion in the channels within Teams. And finally, as a consequence for all of you who have made it to the end of the podcast, I've got a dad joke from the ground shed this week. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, no atmosphere. Have a lovely week, everybody. Thank you.